This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Brule State Fish Hatchery in northern Wisconsin will remain open after Wisconsin lawmakers approved $4 million in emergency funding for the Department of Natural Resources. The move comes 1 month after the DNR announced the closure of the Brule and Osceola fish hatcheries and reduced fish stocking due to funding shortfalls. The dispute stems from broader financial problems within the state's Fish and Wildlife account as rising costs continue to put pressure on fisheries management programs. During Tuesday's hearing, the Joint Finance Committee approved nearly $2.9 million for fisheries management and another $1.14 million for wildlife management. But lawmakers sharply disagreed over who was responsible for the funding shortfall and hatchery closures. Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha blamed the committee for waiting too long to respond to the DNR's request, saying delays disrupted important fish stocking timelines.
And so I think that they did the best with what they could. The delay on this committee, I think, significantly impacted that, and that's something that we should work to avoid in the future.
Senator Romaine Quinn of Birchwood pushed back on criticism of the committee, saying the DNR gave lawmakers too little time to respond before announcing hatchery closures and stocking cuts. Quinn also warned some fish stocking reductions may not be reversible, even with the emergency funding now approved.
That is unacceptable. This should not have happened. Republicans did not cut any money from the fisheries budget. You were kept whole on the last amount, and they had 9 months to tell us that they were going to cut walleye in this state.
Quinn also noted he previously pushed for additional bonding money for the Brule hatchery during the last state budget cycle, though the funding was later vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. The committee ultimately approved the emergency funding, requiring the DNR to continue operations at the Brule hatchery. The future of the Osceola hatchery remains unclear. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Brule State Fish Hatchery in northern Wisconsin will remain open after Wisconsin lawmakers approved $4 million in emergency funding for the Department of Natural Resources. The move comes 1 month after the DNR announced the closure of the Brule and Osceola fish hatcheries and reduced fish stocking due to funding shortfalls. The dispute stems from broader financial problems within the state's Fish and Wildlife account as rising costs continue to put pressure on fisheries management programs. During Tuesday's hearing, the Joint Finance Committee approved nearly $2.9 million for fisheries management and another $1.14 million for wildlife management. But lawmakers sharply disagreed over who was responsible for the funding shortfall and hatchery closures. Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha blamed the committee for waiting too long to respond to the DNR's request, saying delays disrupted important fish stocking timelines.
And so I think that they did the best with what they could. The delay on this committee, I think, significantly impacted that, and that's something that we should work to avoid in the future.
Senator Romaine Quinn of Birchwood pushed back on criticism of the committee, saying the DNR gave lawmakers too little time to respond before announcing hatchery closures and stocking cuts. Quinn also warned some fish stocking reductions may not be reversible, even with the emergency funding now approved.
That is unacceptable. This should not have happened. Republicans did not cut any money from the fisheries budget. You were kept whole on the last amount, and they had 9 months to tell us that they were going to cut walleye in this state.
Quinn also noted he previously pushed for additional bonding money for the Brule hatchery during the last state budget cycle, though the funding was later vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. The committee ultimately approved the emergency funding, requiring the DNR to continue operations at the Brule hatchery. The future of the Osceola hatchery remains unclear. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Republicans gathered in the Dells this weekend as their state chair brushes off attempts to replace him. Brian Schimming says he's still around because he's got support from President Trump. Schimming tells Wiz Politics the Wisconsin GOP has proven it can win for Trump, which is why the president is backing him through recent challenges. That includes two failed pushes to vote him out after losses and money troubles. He says he remains upbeat about 2026, noting uncontested candidates for governor and attorney general and improving fundraising. A brown bat in Adams County has tested positive for rabies. Health officials are urging locals to make sure pets are vaccinated and to report suspicious animal behaviors to the health department. Rabies can be fatal if left untreated. The last rabies case in Adams County was reported in 2010. Wisconsin's five largest school districts are urging state leaders to reach a bipartisan deal on special education funding, saying the current system is falling short for students across the state. The supers from districts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison warn underfunding forces schools to cut into general budgets, impacting all students. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a compromise as budget pressures continue to grow. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The first time these two rivals have faced each other this season. The Brewers coming off a 5-4 loss to the Twins in Minnesota on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
We're definitely in the game. We just didn't get the big hit with two outs. And again, like guys like Bowers, I mean, those two balls are out of most days at 105, and whatever the thing is usually homers. We hit some balls good and got nothing for it.
In Chicago, the Cubs lost to the White Sox 9-8. The White Sox taking that series 2-1. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
We couldn't get the third out of an inning. I think their first either 6 or 7 runs were with two outs. When you give up 9 runs, that's too many. We also left a lot of runs out there today.
NFL coach Sherm Lewis has died. Lewis was the offensive coordinator for Mike Holmgren when the Packers won Super Bowl 31 with Brett Favre. Sherm Lewis was 83. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of strong thunderstorms late today and especially tonight, so be weather aware here later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, mid to upper 60s tonight. The storms after about 8 or 9 p.m. with a low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.